to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited time authors and books and exclusive rights.
You are listening to Songs from the Commons on Mondo Globo.
Domestic spying. Domestic spying. Domestic spying. Bush lets U.S. spy on callers without courts. Bush lets U.S. spy on callers without courts. What is the constitutional authority for the president to eavesdrop on American citizens without getting court approval?
The president is acting under his constitutional authority, under statutory authority. I'm not a lawyer.
Months after the September 11th attacks, President Bush secretly authorized the National Security Agency to eavesdrop on Americans and others inside the United States to search for evidence of terrorist activity without the court-approved warrants ordinarily required for domestic spying, according to government officials. Under a presidential order signed in 2002, the intelligence agency has monitored the international telephone calls and international email messages of hundreds, perhaps thousands of people inside the United States without warrants over the last 3 years in an effort to track down possible dirty numbers linked to Al-Qaeda, the official said. The previously undisclosed decision to permit some eavesdropping inside the country without court approval was a major shift in American intelligence gathering practices, particularly for the National Security Agency, whose mission is to spy on communications abroad. As a result, some officials familiar with the continuing operation have questioned whether the surveillance has stretched, if not crossed, constitutional limits on legal searches. This is really a sea change, said a former senior official who specializes in national security law. It's almost a mainstay of this country that the NSA only does foreign searches. The president yesterday confirmed that this operation was underway for the last several years. What is the legal authority? What is the constitutional authority for the president to eavesdrop on American citizens without getting court approval?
Tim, first of all, the president has authorized, I think it's important to talk about what he's actually authorized. He's authorized the National Security Agency to collect information about the activities of a limited number of people with ties to Al-Qaeda, so that there is not a seam between the territory of the United States and the territory abroad. One of the most compelling outcomes of the 9/11 Commission was that a seam had developed. Our intelligence agencies looked out, our law enforcement agencies looked in, and people could, terrorists could exploit the seam between them. So the president is determined that he will have the ability to make certain that that seam is not there, that the communications between people, a limited number of people, with Al-Qaeda links here and conversations with terrorist activities outside will be understood so that we can detect and thereby prevent terrorist attacks. The president is acting under his constitutional authority, under statutory authority. I'm not a lawyer. But the president has gone to great lengths to make certain that he is both living under his obligations to protect Americans from another attack, but also to protect their civil liberties.
What we cruise. The Creative Commons work is part of that, right? A way that we can just get people to work together so that their combined collaborative efforts produces something which is better than what we could have done ourselves. This is the kind of thing that's a big deal. This is the kind of thing that affects us all. And maybe we can all do something about it. 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 That's how these things really happen. It's a matter of what we can all do together. Not these big things, because none of us as individuals are going to save the world. But the combined effort of a lot of these things, that's what's going to do it.
I'm too short, they can't hear me. They won't pick up my voice.
She didn't even wanna hear the game.
Poxville, off of their Boards of Pei Ba album on Jamendo.com. That track was Make Me So Hot. Before that, you heard my remix of Four Stones' My Name is Jeff with Craig Newmark over the top. That's available at CC Mixter. And DuBreak started off. DuBreak is actually Dara Gren from Dublin, and he's got some really cool stuff going. And that song was just called O or Zero. I'm not sure which. Of course, we always got the Songs from the Commons theme song, Unison, off Descent's Primal Deconstruction. And I wanted to remind you, of course, to check out the other cool stuff at mondoglobo.net. Lots of other cool podcasts going on over there. We're going to have a lot of cool stuff going on in 2006. I'm going to have more music and a couple different features every week to kind of keep the education going here in between all the good music. And be sure to shoot me an email, lisa@creativecommons.org, if you have suggestions about subject matter, announcements, or music. Thanks a lot. Keep those coming. All right. See you in a couple weeks.
Walk about, get a voice and shout, run through a bow. We gotta race all doubts and scream too proud. We gotta break it down and build it.